Blog Talk Radio.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
What an awesome, awesome poem, Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. And what a wonderful poem to start out a great night, The Art of Seduction tonight, which will be the theme of the show will be the essence of a woman. And so welcome everybody to The Art of Seduction, where we seep into sultry, seductive, and scintillating ink that fills us with warm shivers and sighs. So I hope you're all curled up and you're ready for a great night of sensual poetry. And with me, I have my co-host, Pam. And hi, Pam, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Looking forward to tonight's poetry, hanging out with you and other cool poets. And definitely we got some top shelf quality tonight. So great stuff. And definitely a great choice for an intro tonight. I really like that. And how are you doing?
Oh, yeah, keeping the cough down. I started coughing again, but there I go. But, I have my bottle of water close by, so, yeah, that's an emergency to go to. But, I'm really looking forward to this show, too. You know what? That was my 100th contest. And, you know, when I saw when I saw that number beside, you know, when I went to put up the contest, Art of Seduction, I saw 100, contest 100. I said, oh, my goodness, I have to do something special. So, you know, we're women, me, you. And so I said, I just thought of it, you know, essence of a woman. There we go. Well, let's have a special, special show on, you know, and we got some. Yeah, and we got some amazing writes, you know. A lot of men wrote for the show tonight, so but the women too with fantastic writes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it was wonderful to read the poetry and see how people all celebrated the essence, the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional essence of women. So, very cool. Mm-hmm. And I actually got some people on hold. Why don't I go ahead and bring them on?
Sure.
All right. First I'd like to welcome Scott Sharp to the show. Welcome, Scott. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Naomi. How are you guys?
Oh, doing fine. Happy you joined us. Wow, what a treat.
Yeah, I don't get a chance very often, so I figured I'd jump on for a little while tonight. Don't know if I could stay all the way, but I'll do my best.
Oh, well, you're so welcome.
Sounds good. Well, now I'd like to welcome Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Kate, to the show. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join us.
Thank you very much. I couldn't miss the 100th show. Hi, Naomi. Hi, Scott.
Hi,
hey,
Kate. How are you?
Long time no see, Kate.
We just
did a show together this afternoon, Nella.
Great fun. We must stop meeting like this. People are going to start to talk. Am I?
Do we have any other callers, Pam?
Not at this moment. Lauren just said he is having phone issues and he'll be with us shortly. But in the meantime, we'll go ahead and move forward. And
the first
poem I'm going to put up is Wonderland by Dammit Dave. And Scott, will you give that a read for us, please?
Absolutely. Let's see here. All right, so Wonderland by Dammit Dave. Your body is a wonderland that beckons me each night to travel through the desert sand to worlds of sheer delight. It calls for me to taste the fruits that grow on passion's tree. It tempts me with its attributes and makes a slave of me. Your body is my paradise, my angel and my God, a demon driven to entice, a lustful lightning rod. It is my holy pantheon, my final Waterloo, until all strength in me is gone, I vow to worship you. In poem.
Oh, that's an amazing right there, read there, Scott. It is my holy pantheon. Pantheon, he wrote it being a temple, my final Waterloo, until all strength in me is gone, I vow to worship you. What beautiful lines and what a beautiful write here by Dammit Dave. Just wonderful all the way through. Amazing write. And Kate, what did you think of this write?
Yes, the only word you could say for this is wonderful. I got such a feeling of sincerity, you know, deep love and sincerity from this, which is beautiful. Yeah, because we read poems, and we read poems that people have written about themselves or their lives or just total fiction. We never know. But this actually seems to me that this has been written to a particular person. I could be wrong, but I thought it was beautifully done. There's so much love in this. So, yes, very well done. Dammit Dave, you did it again.
Yeah, that's an awesome observation there, Kate, that you make, that it seems so sincere. You know, there's no, what you call in English, in French, no farfelu, no fluff about it. You know, it's just rings so true. So bravo, Dammit Dave. And Pam, your thoughts?
Well, before I share my thoughts on the poem, I would like to welcome Laurent to the show. Welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Laurent.
Thank you. And good evening.
Hi, Laurent.
Well,
speaking
so
to
right.
Huh? Who's that male voice? I didn't recognize it.
Scott.
Oh, that's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hello,
how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Pleasure. Good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, this is
I'm Pam.
This is an
Pam.
Sorry, you know what?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll just be quiet.
No, I was just going to say, Pam, go on.
Oh, okay. My apologies. No, I was going to say this is an absolutely wonderful write. As always, great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I really like how it's about the idolizing somebody for not only their physical attributes, but for the way that they make you feel and how you would give up yourself for them. I really like, it calls me for me to taste the fruits that grow on passion's tree. It tempts me with its attributes and makes a slave of me. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Indeed. And so wonderfully written to that quote that I put in, you know, your body is my world. I long to travel it, your continents, explore the curves of each hill and valley, traverse your dunes until I reach your oasis where sweet waters quench my thirsty lips. So that was the prompt that you wrote to. So just amazing, right, to that prompt. And Laurent, did you get a chance to hear the poem?
No, but I certainly read it. I read it, and it's very, everything everybody said about it is absolutely true. When I read one of his poems, I always know I'm going to get a solid piece, and this is. I mean, it's going to be well-rhymed, and this is. It's going to have imagery that drives the storyline, whatever it is, and it does. Lines like, your body is my paradise, my angel, my God, a demon driven to entice, a lustful lightning rod. It's just a great example of the flow you guys are talking about and the imagery that he creates. I always look forward to one of his pieces.
Great comment there, Laurent. And Scott, you read it so wonderfully. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was enjoyable to read it. You know, it has great meter to it. Very easy to read it. The rhyme and flow of it is amazing, as well as, you know, I really do like the allusions to the Pantheon and the Waterloo, and, you know, I've come to really appreciate Damn It Dave's stuff. He's very talented and very enjoyable to read. So, good job, Damn It. And I don't say that angrily.
excellent comment there, Scott. And Pam, where are we going off to the next?
All right. Well, up next we have Essence of a Woman by Daniel Duhaime. And Lawrence, will you give that a read for us, please?
I'll be happy to. Essence of a Woman, encapsulated into every dream, I saw the fountain of her beauty where the waters of loveliness dwelt. It was like a delicate flower that bloomed with intricate petals, with the essence of sweet perfume. Summoned into life by daydreams that took flight and sown into a living entity, she encompassed the perfect proportions. Her face was molded from a broken mold, and skin tone was satiny white. End poem.
A beautiful read there, Laurent. You know, encapsulated into every dream, I saw the fountain of her beauty where the waters of loveliness dwelt. She was like a delicate flower. Oh, wow. This is so romantic and so beautiful. You know, each line, Daniel Duhaime really, you know, spun us such a gorgeous, gorgeous piece here with, you know, he even put, you know, the sweet perfume in there. I just love when somebody puts scent into a poem, but it just beautiful. And Kate, what did you think of the poem?
It was beautiful, wasn't it? So tender, so sweet. Yes. Beauty in women. They say that the beautiful women's faces are the same proportions as a baby's. So you have the rounded forehead, the large eyes, and the little button mouth. And they say that's what makes people feel that these women are beautiful. I don't know if that's true or whether I've made it up. Who knows? Who knows? But perfectly beautiful, I thought. Yes, you encompass the perfect proportions. Her face was molded, from a broken mold. Oh, well. And the skin tone of satiny white porcelain. I thought it was beautifully written. And it just flowed so well. So thank you so much, Daniel. I enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Awesome comment there, Kate. And Scott, what did you think of Daniel Jam's poem?
I really like this. As Laurent read it, which I thought he did an amazing job of reading it, literally like word for word through it, I felt like it lives right up to the idea of essence of a woman. You know, just the words and the softness of, it's hard for me to explain it, but it just kind of like, as it was being read by Lawrence, I was just like, this is totally like a woman. So, you know, it encapsulates a woman in every way. Into every dream I saw the fountain of her beauty, where the waters of loveliness dwelt. She was like a delicate flower that bloomed with intricate petals, with the essence of sweet perfume. Just very rhythmic and beautiful and everything I think you kind of like feel a woman is. So anyway, it's amazing, right, Daniel? Very impressed.
Beautiful comment there, Scott. And Pam, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I have to say how much I truly appreciate Laurent and Scott for calling in. To be honest with you, when we got this contest started and we started getting all the rights, and I realized that about 85 to 90% of the rights are from a male voice, what I imagined was all the men were going to call in and read the poetry, and me, you, and Kate were going to sit back and just bask in the vibrations of your glorious testosterone. But
yeah, just
So far, all the testosterone I'm seeing is Scott and Laurent. I mean, you know, Frank's on the board being a chicken. Just saying.
With a topic like that, with a topic like this, I would absolutely believe that it would be great in male voices mostly, because it should be sort of a salute to you all. So I would agree with that.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much. And I actually, you know, I don't mind reading poetry from a male perspective. And I know my dear lovely Naomi and Kate don't mind either. I'm just saying that it would be nice to have some more male voices calling in, and how much I truly appreciate you and Laurent. So, but now, as far as Daniel's poem goes, yes, it's beautifully romantic, wonderful imagery. I like that this pays tribute to the beauty of a woman, but it pays more to than that. It pays tribute to her strength and her individuality. I really like summoned into life by daydreams that took flight and sewn into a living entity. She encompassed portions. Her face was molded from a broken mold and skin tone of a satiny white porcelain. Just lovely, absolutely lovely, and very well done.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. I second that. Awesome comment there, Pam. And Laurent, what did you think of Daniel's poem? Sorry. Hello, Laurent?
That was only moi. I was on mute. I beg your pardon. I really enjoyed the poem quite a bit. And that last stanza has been mentioned a couple of times. But I just like the fact that the mold was broken after she was made. so beautiful that the mold was shattered so no others would take her place. It's a nice play on words with the white porcelain that it calls to mind all kinds of imagery of a beautiful thing being carefully shaped by skilled hands. As he says, summoned into life by daydreams, but there are more ways to summon than that. Very, very good. Very nice. He chose just one thing, which I like. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amazing. And Scott, did I get you?
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay, so that's great. Okay, so ready for our next poem, Pam.
All right, well, up next we have Saturation by Forgotten Dream. And Kate, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, of course, I'd be pleased to. Saturation. I see her across the crowded space, cerulean hair, a waterfall cascading over rounded, creamy shoulders, eyes glint like twin stars as a curving smile splits shell-pink lips. Gaze is locked, and like the soft breeze that tickles the spring buds, her laugh carries a honeysuckle scent, beckoning me to step closer. Weaving through a maze of people, I find her waiting beneath the half moon, hands outstretched like a lifeline, pulling me from dark waters. Fingers latch. Her skin is smooth like satin sheets, twisting myself into the folds of her body, a silken void melts between teeth like sumptuous chocolate mousse. Parched mouths meet, kisses crash like thundering waves, drink tart berry sweetness and savoring her every flavor. End poem.
What a beautiful rite by Forgotten Dreams here. You know, the fingers that latch, her skin is smooth like sateen sheets, twisting myself into the folds of her body, a silken voice melts between teeth like sumptuous chocolate mousse. Ah, wow. you know, that's so wonderful. I just love anything with mousse. La mousse. I don't know how you pronounce it in French, but in English, in French, it's pronounced like la mousse. Just a sumptuous rite here. Just so sensually weaved and beautiful. I hear you giggling, Scott. What did you think?
I really like this. This is really well done. I think the one that caught my eye the most is that second stanza, gazes locked and like the soft breeze that tickles spring buds. Her laugh carries honeysuckle scent, beckoning me to step closer. So just very beautiful rite all the way through it, you know. When Kate got done reading it, I was just like, wow, this is really good. So, yeah, very impressed. Or Forgotten Dreams.
Oh yeah, indeed. You know, right to the last, the last word. This is really stunning. And Laurent, your thoughts?
I like when the poem started that traditional seeing her across the crowded space, the crowded room. It's a technique that is used with great success as a starting point. He does a good job with it. And he describes her beautifully, a waterfall cascading over rounded, creamy shoulders. And when they look at each other and the gazes lock, you believe it. Because he describes so well the honeysuckle scent and her laugh, which I think is well done. Waving through a maze of people, I see her waiting beneath the half moon, hands outstretched like a lifeline, pulling me from dark waters. Emotions will do that for you. You can feel rescued by someone that you really, really are attracted to. Life has to be better. Great piece.
Yeah, it really, really indeed do, eh? Right on there, Laura. Exactly. Awesome comment. And Pam, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, wonderful read there, Kate. This is absolutely beautiful. As always, Forgotten Dreams has brilliant imagery and metaphors. I really like how she uses this metaphor and illusion to describe the physical act of love while also the emotional connection. And I really appreciate and enjoy how this is an experience for all the senses. Every one of the senses is intrigued and involved, the tasting, the touching, the inhaling of someone's scent. I really like weaving through a maze of people. I find her waiting beneath the half moon, hands outstretched like a lifeline, pulling me from dark waters. Fingers latch, her skin is smooth like sateen sheets, twisting myself into the fold of her body. Just absolutely amazing, right? And very well done.
Amazing comment there, Pam. And, you know, yeah, Forgotten Dream is, you know, the queen when it comes to writing sensual poetry. She's really she has all my admiration for sure. And Kate, your thoughts on the poem?
It was so beautiful and such a pleasure to read. One of as Laurent said, it starts off in a conventional way, and then you feel it start to build as you work your way through and down the stanzas. But I particularly loved weaving through a maze of people. I find her waiting beneath the half moon, hands outstretched like a lifeline, pulling me from dark waters. That's just so sweet. It was just a work of art. I loved it very much, and I enjoyed reading it. So thank you for sharing that with us. Forgotten Dream was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, like you said, a work of art. So well stated there, Kate. Amazing comment. And Pam, what will be our next write?
Before we move on to the next write, I'd like to welcome Frank to the show. Welcome, Frank.
Hello.
I'm glad you could join us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Frank.
Okay. All right.
Well,
hello, Frank.
Hello there, my friend. Hello.
Hi, Frank.
Oh, well, we're kind of losing you, though. Maybe your mic is your mic.
Yeah. It's, I've been having issues with that. So can you still hear me?
Well, we can hear you, but better now.
All right. It might be the issue with the phone again, so I'll try to hang on with the question as best I can. If you're not able to hear me, just tell me and I'll see if I can try to get on the phone.
Yeah, it's kind of foggy.
Foggy. Let me hang up and see if I can find some other one.
Oh, that sounds better though, Frank.
Okay.
So Pam, what will be our next write?
Our next write is Sensual Goddess by Betty Page. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, always happy to read Betty Page. Sensual Goddess, alluring, long, urban hair, cascading, dressed in white silk, walks through the dark forest, haunts souls, men who pass by, caress, entices. Her touch is magic, voice of an angel singing, fierce, wild, emerald eyes. Velvet red roses she pricks, her fingers on thorns, licks up blood, twirling, seduces your soul, rush of adrenaline pounds, she's mesmerizing. Delicate flowers, yet very mysterious, wanders as gypsy, bubbly as champagne, spilling across you as wine, sublime. Fiery temper, sarcastic, sassy, witty, amazing, pretty. One wink, your heart sinks. You want to dominate her. She'll submit people. Laughing, she switches, ties you up, pure seduction. You throb in her core. Deep grip, soft pedal, simultaneous release, hypnotized, smitten. Eyes now all engaged. You're pushing farther. She purrs like cream as kitten. End poem. Oh, wow. You know, and what another amazing, amazing write by Betty Page this is. You know, she attacks so many things in a woman, you know, their fierceness, their mystery, you know, the way that they're sensual. They can be sassy, witty, sarcastic, amazing, pretty. And, you know, and how they can just hypnotize you, you know, you're that person that comes into your life and, you know, that just sweeps your heart away and just, you know, hypnotizes you totally. So beautiful right here by Betty Page. And Pam, what did you think of this write?
This is definitely a brilliant write with its amazing imagery throughout. I like the dark sensuality in this and how it celebrates the many facets of a strong sexual woman. And I like that it is about the kind of woman who is very open about her sexuality and is very open to one day being, you know, the submissive one, and then the next day being the dominant one, willing to play around in the bedroom and explore. So excellent write all the way through. I especially like Seduces Your Soul, Rush of Adrenaline Pounds. She's mesmerizing, delicate flower, yet very mysterious, wanders as gypsy. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Awesome call, Sam. And I like that play around in the bedroom. and Craig, what are your thoughts? Except for playing around in the bedroom.
are you asking me in the person way, or is this just a indirect question, yeah? Because, well, let's get back to the poem tonight. This poem was, I agree, it's fantastic. I'm a big admirer of her poetry. She seems to excel in this type of poetry, which is seductive. I like the what you said. I was listening to the comments there, and particularly what you said about the ambiguity. Well, not so much the ambiguity, but the ambidextrousness of what the poem offers here, but being open about her sensuality in this case here. And I like the seductive nature of this poem. She just uses infusion here with words of metaphors that are very, very beautiful. It's very dark, but it's very sensual as well. And I like the epitome there of a sensual goddess. I think that a woman in herself could be many things to a man, just as a man to a woman. And that's the wonderful thing when you have this type of relation, you have discovery. So I'm all for this. So I think the poem was just a fantastic version of what the title was and the poem and compass.
Oh, indeed. Awesome comment. And so glad to hear your awesome voice, Frank. That is comes through.
That's my voice is what I live off. It's what I live off, my voice there. So I have to take care of it.
We'll use it tonight for sure. And so thank you so much for phoning in. And Kate, what did you think of the poem?
Well, beautiful title for a beautiful poem. I like particularly little hint towards the wood nymph. casually walking through the forest, enticing souls who pass by. I like that so much. I like that side of it anyway, but her touch is magic. Voice of an angel singing, fierce, wild, emerald eyes. Ah, beautiful. There were so many lovely stanzas. And I like velvet red roses. She pricks her finger on thorns, licks up blood, twirling. You can imagine her just savoring that in her mouth. I don't know why she would, but she seems to. Beautiful, really. Every stanza is just perfect. So yes, I really enjoyed this. So thank you so much for sharing, Betty. It was wonderful.
Does the poem exist indeed? And Scott, your thoughts, my dear?
Yeah, I like a lot of the same things I've heard already. I do like that second stanza, walks through dark forests, haunts souls, men who pass by, caress, entices. Just very well-worded. It's very passionate. I also love the way that this walks the tightrope between dominance and, being submissive. So I kind of like the way she kind of walks that line as well. So it's very well done. Very good job, Betty.
Awesome comments, Scott. And Laura, your thoughts?
Yeah, let me see, where are we? Oh, yeah. He walks that kind of walk and is hypnotized, is smitten, can really move on into another level. When you're hypnotized by a woman, it's almost like a snake staring into your eyes, hissing softly, and you can't remove your eyes. Which I'm talking about an animal, not a human being, but it's a clumsy analogy, but there it is. I found the reason I'm stammering. I found the poem actually quite arousing, and reached a point where I went, felt bad. It's really, really a piece that fulfills its promise. Very sensual.
Thank you, Laura. And I want to welcome Lulu to the show.
Hello,
Hi,
everybody. Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Hi.
So happy to have you with us. You're so welcome. And Luya, did you happen to hear Betty's poem?
I didn't hear it read, but I did go back over and read it. You know, there's just something so delicious and dark about that wildness that women had inside of them, like Laurent was talking about. Yeah, we can purr like cats, but we have fingernails. And oh yeah, we do. But you know, the thing is that there's just something so alluring about a woman who carries a scent. Each woman should carry their own scent, and they should be known that when they walk in a room, that you can smell them. Like she brings out here, the delicate flower, yet very mysterious, wanders as a gypsy, bubbly as champagne, spilling across you as wine, juicy, peach, sublime. You know, when you, when you can walk into a room and you're, you know, they know it's you that walks in there. And then when they talk to you and they have this delicious scent in their mouth when they're talking and you can smell it. And it's just, you know, something, you know, that is just like Laurent brought up, hypnotizing and very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wonderfully said there, Luyu. And Pam, your thoughts?
I think I was the first one to share my thoughts, if I remember.
Sorry, I'm getting mixed up. I took a pen and I wrote every person's name on it, so I'll be checking off. too much for my little head here. So yeah, I made a list. Okay, and did I get
on there?
Yeah, turn off on the light bulb. And did I miss anybody? Did somebody not comment? Or did I get everybody? I guess I got
everybody.
Okay. So, Pam, what will be our next rite?
Let's see. Up next, we have... we have Query of the Wolf by Inner Sanctum, and I'll go ahead and give that a read. I have offered my throat to the wolf with the red roses, and he has offered me his hunger. I listen to his heart and feel my whole world burning as I become an ember in the hearth place of his hands. He licks his beastly lips, dying for a taste of my palatable passion. My lust is a meal that he is eager to consume, and the fruits of my body shall be his just desserts. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Pam. This is giving yourself entirely, you know. Well, your body at least. And, you know, be my love. Is a meal that he is eager to consume, and the fruits of my body shall be his just dessert. You know, how many times have you said that? Have women said that? Okay, honey, you know, eat up and, you know, have me for dessert, darling. So this is wonderful. And Frank, what did you think?
Oh, well, you know, just my thoughts there. Forget the leftovers here. When you're offering the course a meal here, you know, why even go for a dessert as well? This is a very, very passionate poem. I like this whole notion of offering, of just the reverence here. You know, that line there that sticks off to me, of course, he licks his beastly lips, dying for a taste of my... a palatable passion, and then the next one. This is, it's a brief poem, but it really has, it punches in with great lines here, and each and every short, brief stanza there offers us a narrative here to what the thoughts are of the poet here. And I thought she did a fantastic job there. I mean, who could not be more enthralled by the notion of of offering yourself as last as a meal. You know, I myself prepare for a second course there. No reason to forget that.
And Kate, your thoughts?
That first stanza, for some reason, has a haunting memory for me. I have offered my throat to the wolf with the red roses. That is something I have heard before. I swear I have. Beautiful. That is just, wow. It's very good. And all of it is so good. Each stanza just gives you a little more to enjoy, a little more to think about. As I become an ember in the hearth place of his hands. Now that's just sublime. So good. Yes. Very well done. 76 delicious, amazing words that give you such a picture in your mind. Wow. So wonderfully done. And I really enjoyed that Inner Sanctum.
Thank you, Kate. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's really passionate. Definitely love this one. Especially love the last two stanzas. My lust is a meal that he is eager to consume, and the fruits of my body shall be his just dessert. You know, just very strong, passionate right all the way through, as well as that first stanza that Kate read, also a really powerful piece of writing right there. So very impressive, right?
Oh, yeah, indeed. Awesome comment, Scott. Aloha. I'd love to have your thoughts.
Well, I too was struck by that first stanza. I've offered my throat to the wolf with the red roses. It really grabs you. It draws you to it. You pay attention after that. And he has offered me his hunger. That's what a nice thing with all that is. Offering a hunger, which I can't say that. He licks his beastly lips, dying for a taste of my palpable passion. I like the alliteration. And I like the lust being a meal that he is eager to consume. Don't we all?
Oh, awesomely well said there, Lucha. And Lugyu, your thoughts?
Well, I really love the darkness of this poem. And, you know, who does not want beasty lips to consume the fruits of your body and taste your warm meat dessert? Yes.
And Pam, so everybody commented, yes, I checked off my list. And Pam, where will we be going next?
All right, well, up next we have The Nature of a Woman by S. Sharp. And Scott, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
All right. The Nature of a Woman by me. Stand in the sand. Let the retreating waves pull the sand out from under your feet. That's the power of a woman. She moves the earth. Breathe in her scent, rain on a warm summer day. Watch her eyes, sky blue, throw rainbows of hope for you to follow. She is the pot of gold promised. Watch her smile, simply because she was able to make you smile. For a woman can honestly give all of herself like no other, with no reservation. Like the sun exhausts itself, chasing the moon, but rises day after day to do it again. End poem.
Oh, wow, Scott. Oh, my gracious. Oh, thank you for all the women on the earth. Oh, this is so beautiful. You know, the way you talk about the woman giving herself like no other, with no reservation. Watch her simply because she was able to make you smile. And, you know, your reference there, like the sun exhausts itself, chasing the moon, rises day after day, do it again. This is just, you know, pure gold off the page. You know, it's just amazing, this poem. It's beautiful, and you know, such a, you know, a tribute to women out there. Thank you so much, Scott. And Kate, what did you think?
Sorry, was that me, darling?
Yes, it was you.
Thank you. I didn't quite catch the name. I apologize. Well, I have written a little comment. So here we go. So powerful and tender and damn well done. That was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. I really thought it was, again, we have that beautiful flow and everything is so sweet. And it really makes you think, well, wow, you know, that kind of love you could have between two people, that the gentleman thinks that much of his lady. It's just wonderful. It's what we aspire to, I think. It's something that everybody would like to have, that kind of love. So I thought, beautifully done, Scott, and thank you for sharing it.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Awesome, awesome comment there, Kate. And Lugyu, I'm going to have the girls comment first.
You know, Scott, this is just beautifully penned. These are words that any woman would want to hear. And I, you know, when I was reading your poem, I just got stuck on that first stanza, you know, because, you know, love and strength are a woman, but the imagery that you caught it here in this tribute to the one that you love, stand in the sand, let the retreating waves pull the sand out from under your feet. That's the power of a woman. She moves the earth. And I just fell in love with that imagery there. I just thought it was just absolutely striking and beautiful. And it was great to hear you read it.
Well, thank you.
We have another caller. Dexter, Dex is on? Hello, Dex?
Hey, Dex.
Hello, I am here.
Hey, hi, Dex.
I just said, Juno, the neighbor's dog kicked me out.
Tell him, hey, Juno.
Thank you so much for calling.
Tell him, hey, Juno. No, I'm here.
Great. And and Laura, what did you think of Scott's poem, my dear?
Oh, I liked it
honestly,
great deal.
I heard nothing of that one, so I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to the next one.
Okay, no problem, Dick.
I really appreciate the poem for a number of reasons. But the one that I think is really important is he explores the ability of a woman to give all of herself, which I think is both a strength and a weakness. By giving all of yourself, you leave yourself open to pain and sadness from the fickle male. I don't think men can give all of themselves as easily as a woman can. I shouldn't say that, because it's not easy. She has to absolutely trust. There's no trust, she's not going to do that. But let's say she does. How often does disappointment rear its ugly head? But in this case, it's only the exhaustion. But it's still rising day after day to do it again. That's strength. I like it. It's well written.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I have to commend him for this poem. I thought it was very reverential, you know, of a woman. It's very romantic, this piece, and I've always enjoyed the side of you, my friend, your romantic pieces, because you definitely, you know, display your emotions, you know, not only your thoughts, which we see clearly, but your emotions in this poem, in your poetry. I like that what was referred there by Laurent, when he said that the line of all of us have, I do agree to that. You know, at times we men, we tend not to give all of us all our effort into a relationship, and more sadly, we take granted the woman in the case, in many cases, I would say. But this is a poem here which can offer us men hope and offer us as well the possibility of learning a bit from another man. I myself can obviously say that for myself, of course. I thought the poem was fantastic. It was a beautiful poem. And I learned something tonight.
Thank you,
yeah.
Frank.
Awesome comments there, Frank. An awesome poem, Scott. Thank you so much for writing to the show and, you know, and always encouraging us. And yeah, that was such an awesome write. And Pam, where do we go next?
All right. Well, up next, we have Her Essence is Woman by Laurent Duvang. And Laurent, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
All right. This is called Her Essence is Woman. To touch her body is electric. Polarities of arcing pleasure surge backwards and forwards. Her intimacy is woman. A moan, involuntary gasp, snort of mocking derision, or merry laughter. Her sweet breath is woman. Soft stroke against my cheek or impassioned gasp, pulling me deeper, closer. Her liquid touch is woman. Rhythm of her sleeping breast as she smiles in the depth of dreams. Sensual snuggles in the dawning light. Her languorous movement is woman. Loving parent nurtures her small human beings. Mother wolf fiercely protective. Her fang ferocity is woman. Tender soul, sympathetic, compassionate, sharing others' pain, offering her shoulder sorrow. Her empathy is woman. The jazz of her voice, velvet to rough, is mood music. Rapture envelops my ears. Her melodious song is woman. Within her is steel and silk, impregnable walls, open doors, deep night and blinding light. Her bright armor is woman. Scented skin is the aroma of desire, rare perfume for a limited audience of one. Her given essence is woman, my love, end poem.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gracious. You guys are making me swoon tonight.
We all are.
Wow. So the reputation of, you know, is woman, you know, her intimacy is woman, you know, and all the, oh, wow. Wow, Lara. Oh, my gracious. You know, everything that you've taken in this poem is just so beautiful, the way you've said it, you know. Within her is steel and silk, impregnable walls, open doors, deep night and blinding light. Her bright armor is woman. But I mean, you know, I just picked out a stanza, but because I so beautiful, I so love them, you know, every one of them is amazing, and you know, they so flow together, so beautiful. And Lulu, what did you think of Laura's poem?
You know, when I was listening to Laurent read this, you know, it is so much more beautiful when you hear the poet read his words. And what I loved about this, it was like I was watching him etch every facet of a diamond of a woman, the color, the strength, the beauty. You know, a diamond can cut through glass. And the same thing when we love somebody. We love somebody. And when they're hurt, you know, the fangs just come out. And, you know, I could literally comment on each stanza because they each stand on their own beautifully. But I did love the last stanzas that he wrote. I just fell in love with them. With her is steel and silk, pregnable walls, open doors, deep night and blinding light. Her bright armor is woman. Scented skin is the aroma of desire, rare perfume for a limited audience of one. Her given essence is woman, my love. Ah, how could that not just bring tears to your eyes? And, you know, it is a rare woman that has a scent only for the very one that she chooses. Beautiful poem, Laurent, and beautiful read.
Thank you, Lulu. Where was this in high school? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they didn't teach that.
Oh, some awesome comments, Lulu. And Kate, what did you think?
This is a triumph of an ode to a beautiful woman. I thought it was just divine. I do love a little hook, and I like that last couple of words, is woman, is woman. It just held everything together so beautifully. And it was, here's a gentleman who loves the feminine, and I think that is wonderful, to have that kind of ability to put your feelings down. And let's face it, words can be quite cold. They just sit there looking at you, waiting for somebody like you to read them and give them depth. So I thought it was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
So well said, Kate, there. And Scott, what did you think?
I just think this thing is written by a true wordsmith. Lauren, in all of his poems, is this way, but this is just really well done. I get this image of like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dancing this beautiful dance as I listen to him reading this. And it's really just really well done. I kind of agree with what Kate was saying about that. You literally could read any of the stanzas. Maybe it's Lu Yu, but you could really just read any of these stanzas. They're all so well worded, and they're just really well done. I also really like the idea that each stanza ends in the concept that this is a woman, kind of a idea. This is woman, or, you know, that kind of concept with it. I just think the whole thing's really well done all the way around. So good job, Lauren.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, indeed. Awesome comment there, Scott. A real ode to a woman. So well done. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I tip my cap off here to Laurent. He just personified every essence in this poem of what a woman. What a woman is in the greater sense, not just the physical sense, but also in the most, the mental, every capacity of a woman. And I like the way that he just, with each and every line he begins there, it's a very visual. He gives us the visual effects of what he's talking about here. And he brings it in such a graceful way. It's like, I agree with the analogy of what was said about, you know, the Fred Astaire, because you said it with such grace. You read this poem with such grace. Your central voice came out here as well with your romantic voice, and you just brought this poem really to the great essence of what the personification of what a true woman should be, and that true woman, which is your love there. I have to say, I wish my headmistress was as sexy as well there, Laurent, there. But those are days I cannot recover, though. But you did a great job of this poem.
Thank you, Frank.
Mm. Wonderfully said, Frank. And Pam, where do we go next?
All right. Up next, we have Here Comes the Moon by J.C. Anders. And Dexter, would you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, I forgot to ask Dexter to comment.
No, don't. Absolutely. J.C. Anders, Here Comes the Moon. Here comes the moon in the form of a girl, her golden skin aglow, peeks through the door and slips into the room. Here comes your warmth. Candles soft flicker and the amber flames dance silently around the silhouette of your curves. Shadows with fervor. Here comes desire. The flash of your eyes. The kaleidoscope of storms. Reflections of fire caught within the blue. like swirling northern lights on a cold winter's night. I lay dazed and amused, drawn to your smile. Here comes a kiss upon warm starlit lips, and I inhale your scent of lavender sweet aura under sheets of rolling hills caressed by moonlight and the river's whispers drowned in my flow. Here comes my girl, wander with me tonight beneath the fading stars and shifting twilight into the waking hours when the morning suns will find us as one. End poem.
What another, you know, amazing right here by J.C. Andrews here. Here comes the daughter, the flash of your eyes, a kaleidoscope of storm, reflection of fire caught within the blue, northern life on a cold night. I lay and amused, drawn to your smile. You know, and just beautifully written all the way home. Oh, my gracious. Ladies, will we hold out tonight? Will we make it?
Wow.
What did you think, Kate?
I will reiterate, wow. That's very, very good. And again, we have that lovely connecting pivot at each stanza. Here comes the moon in the form of a girl, her golden skin aglow, peeks through the door and slips into the room. Oh, just another lovely ode to desire and love. And I just thought the colors, I just love the colors coming into it as well. A kaleidoscope stormed reflects of fire caught within the blue like swirling northern lights on a cold winter night. I think it was beautifully drawn and I thought it was very well done and I really enjoyed it. And it's just so pretty. It's so sweet. So yes, thank you so much for sharing with us, JC, because it was very nice. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it has sensuality all through it. But, you know, it has this tender romantic feeling also, you know, that flows within the line. J.C. Andrews is such a great writer and, you know, just an amazing writer. And Lou, your thoughts?
Well, I thought Dexter did a beautiful read of J.C.'s poem. This poem, each stanza, like, oh my goodness, it has such beautiful imagery and it's so much romanticism in each and every stanza. Now, of course, I put the one that I liked that you read, but I also like where he says, here comes a kiss upon warm starlight lips and I inhale your scent. I mean, you literally can see this and you can inhale this scent in lavender sweet aura, under sheets of rolling hills, caressed by moonlight, and the river whispers around in my flow. And oh yes, I believe everybody drowned in this flow tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh my. What an awesome comment, Lou. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is another pretty passionate write. Definitely love the concept of, you know, in that first stanza, just the idea of the moon coming on. So here comes the moon in the form of a girl, her golden skin aglow, peeks through the door and slips into the room. You know, and you can, you know, others have mentioned it already, but this poem is filled with imagery that appeals mm-hmm. to all the senses, you know, the sight and touch and just all of it, the listening and all of those things are coming out in this poem. It's really cool. Also really like the last stanza quite a bit as well. Here comes my girl, wander with me tonight beneath the fading stars and shifting twilight into the waking hours when the morning sun will find us as one. You know, just a very passionate ending to the whole thing as well. So I think from beginning to end, it's a really amazing poem. Great job, JC.
Oh, indeed. You know, we capture so many emotions in this write. It's so well written. And Laurent, your thoughts?
JC Andrews writes good poetry. He always does.
Oh, yeah.
When the first stanza was read, I thought that we were going to get a story about a succubus sneaking into the room, slipping into the bed, taking advantage of a man. But no, it's just his girl, and he writes about her so beautifully. Here comes desire, the flash of your eyes, a kaleidoscope of storms, reflections of fire caught within the blue, like swirling northern lights on a cold winter night. That's well done.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, awesome comment there, Laura. And Frank, your thoughts, my dear.
Well, I don't know if I can comment any better than that last comment there by Laurent. This is just a very, very passionate, very sensual poem, but it's also has a sense of romanticism. I like the way every stanza begins with here comes. So I agree with what Scott was saying. It encompasses every sense or every element of a sentience. And this poem was just beautifully written. And I don't know if I'm going to be drowning in the river or in my bathtub tonight, but either way, I might need a raft afterwards. Great poem.
And Dexter, you read that so beautifully. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was a beautiful piece. Just stunning in the way that it was presented. And I thought it was just elegant the whole way. It's sensual. So very well done.
Amazing comment, Dex. Thank you. And Pam, what will be our next write?
All right. Our next write is The Essence of Seduction by Rag and Dragon. And Frank, will you give that a read for us, please?
No, by all means. This is a poem called The Essence of Seduction, and it's called, it's by Rag and Dragon, and it goes like this. I write being a man, on the essence of a woman, if I can. We both have limbs and torsos. Neither has fewer fingers or more toes. So what if anything is the difference between men's and women's essence? Strangely, and I cannot explain why. I cannot provide the essence of a guy. But I can of woman, I think, because I love woman. So I'll give it a try. But before I begin, my love, you, dear reader, and I must be of one mind. I write to find, assuming they exist, the links between the essence of woman to the art of seduction. I feel a need to write an introduction. This poetry conscious inspires a write, linking the essence of woman and the art of seduction. Do you want the truth? Words do not seduce. So poetry of what use? Do you love her very much? And learn how and what to touch and with what? And for how long, message her full body, be adventurous, be naughty, make her body sing a song of love, her body parts chasm, bring her to orgasm, orgasm, orgasm. That is a woman's nature. There's another side, a nurture, up for bringing the motivation within that requires that you listen, 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 and open.
Oh, yeah. Listen, 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 listen. This is so beautiful. Massage her full body. Be adventurous. Be naughty. Make her body sing a song of love. Her body parts jazz. Bring her to orgasm, orgasm, orgasm. Ah, oh, this is so rare. Oh, wow.
I don't know if you want me to get any more explicit there afterwards.
You know, I'm so in spooning that even my tongue is melting tonight.
I can imagine that.
Oh my gracious! I'm getting breathless and out of words here. Lou, what did you think?
Well, I really liked the way Frank said orgasm. Orgasm. Three or more is always good for me too. So you need to listen, listen.
There you go. Hummingbirds passing by there tonight.
Hummingbirds.
Whose body doesn't want to jazz to that? You know, each woman has a map, and it's up to the man to uncover it. And, you know, I did like where, you know, he brought out that wham, bam, thank you, ma'am is one thing. But when somebody knows a woman and knows what pushes her buttons and what makes her orgasm triple times, triple X, that is how you nurture her, because she needs both the listening and the orgasm.
Are we speaking from personal experience here?
I do think so.
Ah. Well, of course. Back to you.
Thanks.
Before I get in trouble.
I take your thoughts.
I don't think I could actually tell you my thoughts, but I'll try to.
You could always sound it out, Kate.
Oh my goodness.
Can you draw a picture, Kate?
No.
The big O there.
I could sing you how I feel, but it wouldn't be so good. I thought this was absolutely wonderful. I mean, the lilting quality of it. I mean, I just adored the rhyming of it as well, because it was just so spot on. But my favorite one. Do you want the truth? Words do not seduce. So poetry, of what use? Do you love her very much? Then learn how and what to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And with what? This is this is lovemaking 101. Learn how and what to touch and with what and for how long. Massage her full body. Be adventurous. Be naughty. Make her body sing a song of love. Her body parts jazz them. And that last line. I'm not even going to say that last line because I couldn't give it justice. But beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Just hit the right tune there, Weaver. You do it.
La di da di da.
There you go.
Yeah, wonderful. This has been a wonderful night, but we've had so much fun. But this is just, so good. Well done, thank you.
Awesome comment, Kate. And Scott, your thoughts.
Well, since everybody's focusing on the last line of the second to last stanza, which, by the way, nobody can read that as well as you do, because that is somebody pitching the pitch right down the middle for you to hit it out of the park. You reading this poem was perfect. That was a great choice by Pam. Here's the thing is that I thought it was amazing from beginning to end, the way he pulls you through and sets you up at the end, I think is just amazing. This is really well done. Of course, we're all drawn to that ending, and stuff, but realistically, I just think this is really well written all the way through, and you know, very well read by Frank to do it really good justice as well. So, very good job all the way around.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Awesome comment, Scott. And Laura, your thoughts?
I don't know if he got dropped.
Oh, Laura left? Okay. Well, Dexter, your thoughts on the poem, my dear.
I thought this was an incredible piece. I thought this one was showed a great range of passion and authenticism. So I thought it was a fantastic write.
Mhm. Yes. Yeah. You know, the way he started it out gave it that authentic tone to it. You know, really well stated there, Dexter. And Frank, you read that so amazingly well. What are your thoughts?
Well, I thought the poem was an excellent piece. I mean, the narrative there was easy for me to read. I thought the emotions here, the sensuality, it's so convincing throughout the poem. You know, it just leaves you wondering. You know, all the poetry tonight has been spectacular, been fantastic. And it really made me think tonight the whole notion of what a woman is, you know. And I'm glad you brought this contest with Pam as well. And the poem, I guess, this is no exception to the other poems. Although I must say that that line in itself does stand out there, and it does, you know, go to the physical aspect of lovemaking, but nonetheless, there is other options there that we as men we should admire and we should venerate to a certain extent of a woman. That is also the things that are her beauty, her inner beauty as well. So I thought this poem really, really touched on many issues, but it also made me reflect on as well the other poetry, what as a man myself, we should, you know, consider more, which I have before, but it just makes you reflect on these things.
Mhm. Great observation. Awesome comment.
And
yes,
I'm not
going
to repeat that word again, too. Unless I get a stop request.
I don't believe
you,
Frank. So.
I prefer Ole. Ole is me. I mean.
never say no, Frank. You never know what Pam's going to make you read next.
Well, I got my piece there. I gave my piece to Pam there, so you can hear me there.
Next piece, Pam. Where are we going next?
All right. Well, up next we have "And God Created Woman" by Stelina. And Weaver, would you give that a read for us, please?
I would be happy to. I hope I can do it justice. But here we go. No artist can improve on perfection, though many of them try. Wistfully gazing at the female form. Sorry, I knew my voice was going to give up. I'll start again. No artist can improve on perfection, though many of them try. Wistfully gazing at the female form, brush in hand, they sigh. For whatever her shape, the beauty of line is apparent for all to see. Her graceful stance with head held proud, no shame in her nudity. With bountiful curves, soft and pliant, she is the perfect design. For in all of nature there cannot be found a more beauteous, graceful line. Voluptuous or willowy, in both there's delicious delight. For in her gentle, paradisal embrace, she captivates the night. Her swan-like neck, the arch of her back, sublimely soft as a dove. Shapely legs, sensual and supple, entwined around in love. Between them, the fount of human life and pleasure untold. Ample breast eagerly entice a lover's kiss so bold. So praise the artist, creation, that charmed from the beginning, a work of unparalleled beauty that made man forget the shame of sinning. For in this last creation sprung forth all the best from God's hand. His blessing on earth was woman, who brings joy and life to all lands. End poem.
Oh, what a beautiful read that was, Kate. And, you know, what an amazing piece on woman by Selena here. You know, I'm heterosexual, but I love the woman form. Like, you know, I just love looking at a beautiful woman. You know, their legs, their shape, their breasts, their, you know, the neck, as she says. You just turn around when the accent, all that a woman is, you know, and a woman that is confident in herself. There's nothing more beautiful than a confident, beautiful woman, you know, and she says that no shame in her nudity, and then, you know, and no shame in you know, her, you know, this brings me back to a little bit to the poem Phenomenal Woman that we heard at the beginning of the show by Maya Angelou. You know, there's something just beautiful in the woman form, and you know, the soft, the, you know, the perfect design there for sure. And Lou, what are your thoughts on Selena's poem?
Oh, you know, this is beautiful. It's like reading into an art book of somebody that has the intro before you go in and you look at all the sketches and paintings, you know, just enticing the beauty, preparing our mind for this beautiful form of, you know, it's not just writing, but it's painting, it's sculpture. You know, I really loved how she brought that out, you know. You know, the lines that each woman has, each one is different. And even with a man, each of their form is different, the curves, the muscular, the cuts, the lines, you know, are something to be admired. And then what I like what she did here was it's not just something to be admired, but it goes into the biological factors of a woman where she says, voluptuous or willowy, in both there is a delicious delight, for in her gentle parasitic embrace she captivates the night. And you know, and that, you know, that form of a woman, whether it's a cook, whether it's a ballerina, whether it's a nurse, whether it's a mother, women were built beautifully and they should be admired for their own individual beauty. And I thought she captured this.
Oh, yeah. So well said there, Lou. What an awesome comment. And, yeah, she did indeed. This is a most amazing, you know, stunning piece by Selena for sure. Scott, what are your thoughts, my dear?
I tell you, I feel like the words themselves are like a painting. You know, the meter is like a nice, slow, beautiful, patient stroke of the brush, and just amazing lines all the way through it. And, you know, there's several that I really like, but the second to last stanza, her swan-like neck, the arch of her back, sublimely soft as a dove, shapely legs, sensual and supple, entwined around in love. Between them, the font of human life and pleasure untold. Ample breaths eagerly entice a lover's kiss so bold. Again, just the whole thing throughout is very rhythmic and just has a beautiful brush-like stroke all the way through it, I think. And so very good, as always, from Selena.
Mm-hmm. amazing comment there, Scott. Yeah, it is as if, you know, she just a brush of an artist, you know. With her lines, she designed this beautiful painting and words for sure. And Dexter, your thoughts? Hi, Dexter.
Could you come back to me, please?
Yeah. Okay, Frank, your thoughts?
Well, for someone like me who grew up as a youngster, my first adventure was at a nudist beach. I came to appreciate a woman's body at a young age. This is just, I mean artistically there, I'm not getting carried away there. This poem really just made me think about, you know, the whole notion. First of all, it's a beautiful poem. The whole notion of what, you know, what Lou, you were saying too, you know, about a man's body as well, you know, the human body itself, per se. It has a beauty in itself. Sometimes we get away from that and we think about perfection and we see those who have a perfect body as being those who are more beautiful than those who have a less desirable body physically. And that itself is something to ponder here because beauty itself, it comes in many, physically in many bodies, you know, and it's to be appreciated and adored in all sizes. And I'm glad that nowadays that we are able to appreciate even a woman who perhaps is not, you know, the model or does not have a perfect body like this woman does in the that she has a beauty in another way, you know, that doesn't necessarily have to be model like, which her beauty is also in you know, discovered in her physicality too, you know. So this is just a reminder of what a woman can be, you know, whether she is a model or not a model or model size.
So well said there, Frank.
I love women of all kinds, so I don't discriminate a woman on her physicality at all. I think she has a beauty. All women have beauty, you know, regardless of the size that they are.
I agree, Frank.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well said there. And Kate, your thoughts?
My thoughts are mixed, I have to say, having heard everybody's comments. I think I probably better keep my deeper thoughts to myself. I'll just talk about the actual piece of poetry. I thought it was very well written. It had so many layers to it. The talking of the voluptuous, beautiful woman, swan-like neck, the arch of her back, sublimely soft as a dove. I enjoyed reading it very much. I know that when I was about 14 or 15, I mean, I do appreciate, like Naomi says, I appreciate a beautiful woman. But about that age, I had this awful crush on the head girl in my school. She was everything that I wanted to be. So, just perfect. Up to and including her eyebrows, believe it or not. She was just perfection. And I suppose that's always in your head, isn't it? Your idea of perfection. And it can differ from one person to the next. And you don't know who you're going to fall in love with. I despise with all of my heart the touched up pictures of beautiful women in magazines that young girls have now got to try and emulate. Mm-hmm. This is happening more and more because of the internet, that people have all this thrown at them. So it's bad enough being a teenager full of angst and problems, not to have that thrown at you. This is the ideal. You know, it's not. It's just pure luck if you happen to be born into a beautiful body. It's not anything to do with what you are or who you are or what you're able to do. It's just pure genes and, you know, and it's just sad. That's all I can say. I find it very sad that people have got to try and live up to this empty, vacuous person that's on a page or whatever. But excuse me for that. That was just me making my comment. It doesn't make any difference to the fact that this is a beautiful piece of poetry. Stelina, I loved it. I hope I did it justice because, you know, I love your work. And my comments are not anything to do with your poetry. It's to do with the way people look at people. So, you know, don't think for one second that's got anything to do with what you've written, because I love your work. And I should have shut up at the beginning, shouldn't I? Sorry. Back to you.
Awesome, awesome comment there, Kate. And Dexter, your thoughts.
Yeah, it was such a romanticized poem. It was just it had so much passion and thought throughout it. I just thought it was a fantastic write.
Wonderful comment, Victor. And Pam, what will be our next poem?
Up next, we have Endless Rapture by Poetic Picasso. And Frank was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
My desire for you is an endless rapture in eroticism. A powerful urge to be soaked in the orgasmic drops of your exoticism. I want to dip you in the tincture of my passion and move your hips. Sip slowly from the sensual essence of your venacious lips. My hunger for your lustful flesh consumes me like a sinful flame. Wet nights of lovemaking are engraved with your name. Your taste is a sweet honey melting in my tongue of temptation. Naughty thoughts of intuitive pleasure awaken by kisses of electric sensation. I am hypnotized by the sexy sound of your voice and susurration. My restless body supplicates with every shivery respiration. Let me feed off your words in your climactic seduction. Make me yours under the sheets, for I want to be the victim of your abduction. Eres mi sabor de miel, la amante que calienta mi piel. You are my flavor of honey, the lover that warms my skin. Ole. Ole. In the boom.
I was waiting for that end of poem. This is this is just a what is the word in English? This just a that was the final strike. that just you know, that did me in. That just finished me out. Oh my gracious, this night has been wow. You know, this is awesome. You know, this is so sensual, so passionate, Frank. You know, let me see.
Well, you asked me for that. You asked me for one of these rights.
Yeah.
So who was making trouble?
Oh yeah, well she particularly asked me, I need a ride from you. So I said, okay, well I was able to squeeze some time after I was traveling. I was able to squeeze some time after traveling.
Well, you know how to have a show on the essence of women without having a ride from Frank? Like, come on. let me feed off your words and your climatic seduction. Make me yours under the sheets. I want to be the victim of your abduction. Oh, yeah. This is amazing. And Lou, your thoughts.
That was one of my favorite stanzas, but I also liked here where I liked the teasing. Naughty thoughts of intuitive pleasures awakened by kisses of electric sensation. Oh my God, when you kiss somebody and just every
fiber and your body just shoots full of electricity. I am hypnotized by the sexy sound of your voice and saturation. And then when you said, eres mi sabor de miel. Woo! That was so deliciously hot. Frank, this is just makes you breathless. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'll send you some of that beer afterwards. I've got quite a few of those bottles of. It's better than Andy.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It's better than Aunt Jemima there.
Yes, it is.
And Kate, what did you think, my dear?
Was that me, Naomi? Did you say my
name? Yes.
Thank you.
I did, Kate.
This was absolutely beautiful. I really enjoyed it from one standard to the next. It built beautifully, just I imagine it would have done. But I want to dip you in the tincture of my passion and move your hips.
You.
Well, hello. Very nice. it just goes from that beautiful stanza onwards and builds and builds. And oh, my goodness. I'm exhausted by all this. I've never had so much fun. I've never had
so much fun
with my clothes on.
You know that hips rhyme with lips there now, Weaver. You know that, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, I do love a good rhyme. And that's a good rhyme. Oh, beautiful. I really enjoyed it. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No. So much fun.
More.
Fun. Yeah, exactly. lovely. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Right,
and the window's
that.
Open
Thank
again.
You oh, there you go.
And Scott, your thoughts?
I am disappointed in Frank because he told us he wasn't going to say orgasm again. And in the second stanza.
Oh, no. This is orgasm. It's corrected.
I don't like
being
like you, Frank.
Oh, there you go. Well, that was already recorded there.
Now, on a more serious note, is as always, a really great write by Frank. You know, on the poetry itself and everything, I do like how he tends to rhyme the last line of every stanza, and it kind of connects all of the stanzas together and stuff. And you hear it, especially with him reading it, you hear those last words of each stanza. And, you know, like I say, it kind of joins the whole thing together. And then, as always, him reading his poems does so much more for it than anybody else reading it would. So anyways, very good job as always, Frank.
Well, I appreciate you. And you're another person I'll invite you when I get out on the theater again so you can see me performing live.
Mm-hmm. And Dexter, your thoughts, my dear.
Well, this is such a beautiful poem. What if Picasso captures it in such a way? He just has such a rhythm to it that feeds off of his vocabulary, and it's just such a piece to be alive. It's just an incredible write.
Oh, I appreciate that. Can I say one quick thing? This was actually, this was for the contest there, Naomi. I was able to put it in the contest. It was closed. But I was inspired by quote number 3, if I could say it was, I have a desire for every inch of you, the smell of your breath on my needy lips, the taste of you under the covers, and your voice rummaging through every vein in my body. That was the quote I used for this poem.
Yeah, that was one of the quotes I picked out that I thought was really, really very sensual. So amazing that you went for that one.
Well, you know I'm sensual as it is now, don't you?
I thought you'd go for that one. And, you know, such a wonderful wonderful right to that prompt, indeed.
Thank you very much.
Bravo. And Pam, where are we going next, my dear?
All right. Up next, we have Everlasting by Duke of STP, Dex Bailey. And, of course, Dexter, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, this is Everlasting. Essence of every ring, essence of every mark. God wrinkled you just for me. Not skilled enough to, in my words, to express the beauty I see. Every blink you've traveled, every tear you've shed, heartache you've faced, endured and never fled. I see it all in focus, clear as my eyes allow. Marvel at the fact you still love me somehow. End poem.
What a beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt right. This really strikes me right in the gut and in the heart, and this is just so emotive. Dexter, what a wonderful ride. Every blink you've traveled, every tear you've shed, heartache you've faced, endured, and never fled. This is so beautifully written. And Lou, your thoughts?
That to me, this is very, he says, love, rhyme, and spiritual. This is somebody that's just not looking at the outside of the person. It's looking at the inside. What makes you love them? The wrinkles that, in society, and Weaver had brought this up earlier, people just plump their face and needle their lines, and to me, the face loses its texture, its life, its meaning. And, there's nothing more beautiful than those lines that smile at you and the laughter of the lines that you make them happy and those creases in the eyes that they've cried for you. They've cried in loving you and they've cried in laughter. And those lines and those different textures to the face were all developed in the, in a long-term relationship where you watch them blossom and grow. And I thought this was just so beautiful, Dexter. This is a beautiful, beautiful poem, and I'm going to get it to my page.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
So wonderfully written, Dexter, such a profound, deep, and, I feel that just such a tender piece, too. And, Kate, what are your thoughts?
Oh, well, first of all, you've validated what I said earlier, my little rant, I do apologize for, but you've basically brought to us exactly what I was trying to say. I think this is absolutely beautiful. sorry. Just so lovely.
No, I know, it made me cry too.
Oh dear. I just think it's beautiful, and I'm so glad I had the chance to see it and hear you read it. So thank you. So nice.
Thank you, Kate. That means so much to me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Dear, so many tears, but yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Doc, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is such an amazing poem. I love how, Lou, you tried to take on that first stanza, and I just think that in itself, has so many layers to it. You could take the literal in the wrinkles on the face and that, that in some way, shape, or form, you've contributed to those wrinkles, but also the wrinkles of what exists underneath and stuff, the way God wrinkled you for me, you know, Isaac has so many layers to it, and all of them are really cool. So, like, it's just an amazing line, and it kind of, like, carries you in so many different directions as you really consider the possibilities of it. And so, you know, that and everything else about the poem, quite honestly, Dex, are just, it's really well done. I see why the girls are getting emotional over it. So I also really like the title. I really like the title, too, by the way.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you, Scott. I always appreciate it.
And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, this is a, first of all, it's a remarkable poem. And what you touch on here, my friend, is very, it's essential, you know, to our humanity. You know, I think that deep down, you know, as a man, we look at a woman. And for me, personally, I find myself looking at a woman's eyes, their face, you know, and I see a lot of things when I look into those eyes. And, and although, you know, as I get older, you know, I begin to understand the process of aging, and I understand the beauty of a woman when she ages as well, that perhaps I didn't understand when I was much younger in my teens. And this poem just brought those memories to me and brought a reflection of what I am at my age now and how I conceive women who are aging just as I age with just as much beauty as the younger woman that you see nowadays. And you brought the essence there to the forefront, I would say. It was a very beautiful poem, you know, and I don't think you needed to add any more lines than you did to this poem.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, amazing comment there, Frank. And I just want to say, Dexter, when I put up this prompt, you know, I said nobody will choose it, you know. I wanted somebody to see those wrinkles. I wanted somebody to see, you know, the essence of a woman, you know, through her wrinkles, through her, you know, into her spirit, into her soul, into the depth. And I couldn't have asked for a better poem than this. This is just amazing. That's just beautiful. And Pam, where do we go on next?
All right. Well, most likely our last poem for the night will be Catalia Bosoms and Butterfly Moon by Xylophonic Blues. And the rest will be carried over to another show. And we do have a recording for this one. So here we go.
Catalia Bosoms and a Butterfly Moon, Part 1. Paradigms, transparency of purple embers. A curvaceous canvas, dalliance daydreams. At first, it's like an amethyst-filled sunrise. Ink, satin shells, clotted with perfumes. Filaments paint every molecular capillary as sunlight asleep slips out. Constellations murmur a morning jagged mint. Red-winged blackbirds singing a sonnet of rose tea. Part 2. Shifting visuals as silhouettes breathe a vortex. Acrylic tongues and bumblebee explosions awaken maiden's misty eyes upon Goosebumps' door. Violet braille sparks, scintilla, flame. Inward scent burns vanilla. Firework, morning color of sunflowers ablaze. Nebulae pearls on ivory's bodice fell as rain from tilted sun. Part 3. Chastity in Eden quivers upon nectar's pistol. Daisies, honey straw light, watching the wildflowers dance to the oakley song. Frozen music, a scarlet tanager upon mulberry's falling star, aroused chilled flutes that spoken whispers. Ruby lips, water splints fluttering, knee-length grasses weave and wade. Psalms, Irish sunshades transfixed, ceiba to banana and fig. Celestial eyes tying invisible strings. 4. Frequencies shifting. Champagne from spindled poppies. Syringa buds propel magenta's alabaster silk. Still seizing from orchid to moonflower oblique. Midsummer lanterns catching. Lotuses sunburnt copper. Dancing figurines and thunders. Ashen icicles playing violin. Clouds reawaken. Monarchs walking through the sky. Sighing hush hush into the rain. Raspberry willows, fragrance dangling white corsets, folded into a mixture peaked. Hear the echoes caressing lavender skin. 5. Lilacs under an arch hold the clocks languidly behind. Orion's moonlight, hexagonal confetti, turns at read and follow. Fascination unfastened, navigating, uncompliant, one in action and repose. Continents of opposites emerge. Threaded plum ribbons, designations, transients, tincture and sanctuary. Hair swaying pomegranate against whiskey wine clove. 6. Clarets crystalline spreading honeysuckle dust. Vocalizations silver flecked blue. Cattleya bosoms crossing a heliotrope carousel and a butterfly moon.
Oh, this is awesomely beautiful. The imagery, the metaphors, the alliteration all through, just beautiful. I'm going to comment further if time permits, but I'm going to, you know, I want to get your comments in. So, Lulu, what did you think of this poem?
What I found with this was just strikingly beautiful. It made me think of wearing a long dress and walking through a wild field of wildflowers that are scented and touching each blossom, not picking it, but touching it, allowing it to still live. You know, it's just the constellation's murmur of morning jacket mint, red-winged blackbird singing of sonnet of rose tea. There were so many different images in here that I fell in love with. You know, the things that, you know, that we see and that we know, where we see the wild daisies and the poppies, you know, how they're dancing. And I could just see this woman just with her hands just out to the air, just enjoying and loving life. I'm going to stop there because there's to let somebody else comment, because this is just gorgeous.
Oh, indeed it is. And Kate, what did you think?
This was a rhapsody in the use of imagery. I just thought it was beautiful. And I love the colors, the scents, the flowers, the midsummer lanterns catching lotuses, sunburnt copper, dancing figurines and thunders. Ashen icicles playing violin. Just beautiful stanzas, every one of them. But as you said, I'm not going to talk too long, let everybody else talk. So thank you. It was beautiful.
Oh, indeed. Awesome comment there, Kate. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, Kate actually read the stanza I was going to go to. However, I have some other things that I agree are really good. As you end the fifth stanza, I also thought that the hair swaying pomegranate against whiskey wine clove is very cool. I also like the way that he wraps up the whole poem by coming back to the title at the end of it. And just the sound of it is... It just sounds really nice. The way he read it at the end and stuff just kind of wrapped it up and made it complete for me for the poem. So I liked it quite a bit.
Oh, yes, indeed. amazing, amazing, amazing comment, Scott. And Frank, what did you think? Hello, Frank? Oh, maybe Frank. And Dexter, what did you say, Dexter? Maybe they both left. Oh, well, we lost our two men. Okay, so I just want to say this was an awesome night. I just swooned, and, you know, to the lovely rites tonight, just amazing, amazing poetry. And I just want to thank you all, you know, Lou, you, Kate, Scott, Laura, Frank, and Dexter for phoning in. Everybody that was on the board, my gracious, we had a board packed tonight. Selena, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Casey, thank you so much, darling. And, you know, I saw so many other people on the board tonight, too. I just want to, you know, thank you so, so much, all. And especially thank, you know, everybody who wrote for the contest, my gracious. And, you know, I'm sorry, we do have quite a few carryovers. But, you know, we'll get them on the next show for sure. And, you know, I'll send you out links personally to tell you when your poem will be read. So, this was an awesome, awesome evening of sensual poetry for sure. And thank you so much, Pam, for being my lovely co-host. I just love working with you. So, just a good night to everybody. And sweet dreams.
Fantastic show, Naomi and Pam.
Wonderful.
Thank you all, ladies.
Thank you all, gentlemen.
Love you guys. Bye. Good night, Scott.
Good Naomi.
Good night, Pam. Love
night,
you guys.
Night, lovely people. Night, wonderful
sweet
people.
Dreams.